Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike Florio is joining us in just a moment. Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on The Fan. We are brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murrah. They'll help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, and put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is where we find our guy, Mike Florio. You know him from his work at Pro Football Talk. You see him on NBC Sports as well. Mike, you are on in the nation's capital. We appreciate a couple of minutes. How are you?
Great to be with you guys. Doing well. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Very well. Very busy weeks. There's a lot of ground to cover with you. But I actually want to start with, because we haven't talked to you since, almost a month ago, we found out that DC and the Commanders were moving toward a stadium deal. We've had all kinds of council members on since, and the fight is on now to try to get this thing done. What's your take from what you've seen on the deal and whether or not you think this is going to work out in the city in DC?
Well, it was a very well-coordinated PR push to launch it. I think it helped to have the announcement of the 2027 draft in DC right on the heels of it. The bottom line is you've got to convince people, whether it's individually through a ballot measure. Typically, those now fail when they happen, or at a higher level, pulling the levers of government, getting the elected officials to support some sort of a device for coming up with the public money necessary to build one of these stadiums. Because at the end of the day, every owner looking for a stadium wants to have some degree of taxpayer money devoted to the project. Very rarely does an owner build his or her own stadium. The most recent one significantly was in LA with Stan Kroenke, but he decided, I'm going to own this, I'm going to profit from it, and I'm going to have as many events and other business activities as possible. Typically, the move is, we need taxpayer money, and that's where the fight's going to be. Will DC Council approve it? Will the effort, and I assume the deadline to pass now, and I haven't seen anything about it, to put it on a June ballot, if that fails, the only way that this would be stopped, if it would be stopped, and I'm not saying it should be, but I'm just saying there are forces out there that are opposed to the idea of subsidizing multi-billionaires. If DC Council approves it, it goes through. If they don't, then they have to come up with something else.
Mike, we'll get to the specifics of the assisted runner play, tush, push, brother of the shove, whatever you want to call it, but and I'm not ripping anybody because it wasn't just one person. The reporting seemed to be, this is happening. It's going to pass. It's, you know, we're going to be without this thing. And all of a sudden, they were a couple of votes shy. How did that go down?
Well, people are reporting that it's going to happen because they and we, me specifically, we were reading the tea leaves. The NFL wanted this. And what the commissioner wants the commissioner usually gets. And the commissioner is adept at twisting the arms necessary to get to 24 when he wants to get to 24. Now, they tried to make this one look like it wasn't something that originated with the league office, but we reported immediately after the vote. The Packers were recruited by the league to do this, just like the Lions were recruited by the league to propose a new playoff seating structure because the commissioner wanted it. So the commissioner went into this round of meetings with three things he wanted: NFL active players in the Olympic flag football tournament coming up in 3 years, reseeding of the playoffs, and a ban of the tush push. And he went 1 for 3, which is good in baseball, but not when you're trying to flex your political muscles within the organization that you run.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk on Grant and Danny. So they needed two more teams that they couldn't get. Major progress made, though, from what was 16 teams against it to then 22 teams against it. Are we in line for this thing to go away in a year, or do you restart? Like, how do you see the future now of the tush push?
Well, it all depends on how determined the commissioner is to get rid of it. You can look at it and say, hey, we just need to get two more teams, and the next occasion to do it is March of 2026. We've seen in the past when the commissioner is determined to get something, he gets it. 2 years ago, he wanted to have a flex option added for Thursday Night Football. He met stiff resistance at the March meetings. By the May meetings, he got the votes he wanted. Yesterday, I think he believed he was going to get them. I think it went to a vote because he thought he was going to get them. If they didn't think they were going to get 24 votes, that thing would have been pulled, like the playoff seating proposal was. So at the end of the day, a lot of stuff happens behind the curtain, whether it's deals made, whether it's retribution for opposing the measure, whatever it may be. If he really wants 24, he's going to get there. And a lot of it also depends on what happens this year. If we see more incidents like what occurred in the NFC Championship when the Washington Commanders jumped repeatedly offside and it created that debacle where referee Sean Hockley had to eventually say, if you do it one more time, I'm awarding a touchdown. I think that was the catalyst for this most recent push against it. If that starts happening on a regular basis when a team is pressed up against its goal line, that's going to make the commissioner more determined to do it. And if they can cobble together data to support the idea that it's a safety risk, that makes it even more likely. So I don't think this effort is going to go away, especially when they get so close. When you think about it, 22 out of 32 is still more than two-thirds. Mm-hmm. More than two-thirds of the NFL wants to get rid of this. The only reason it's still there is because their supermajority calls for 75%, not 66.667%.
Mike Florio with us here on Grant and Danny. So I wonder, you know, everybody's got a different reason. Philadelphia probably wants to keep it because they're good at it. But, you know, the AFC teams maybe don't have to face it. I mean, who knows exactly what each team's motivation was, Mike, kind of to your point. But was there a sense that from what you were hearing that maybe it was a couple teams felt like they're unfairly singling out somebody in terms of Philadelphia? And if we come up with something really good, we don't want that taken away from us. Is there sense there?
That's the precedent that I think everyone would need to be concerned about, that your reward for coming up with an innovation that others both can't stop and can't duplicate, because there are two prongs to something like this.
Yeah.
Your defense should come up with a way to stop it. Your offense should come up with a way to take advantage of it. I think that if you start down that path, it doesn't bode well for the NFL, and it actually deters innovation, because if we crack the code and come up with something good, if we come up with a way to exploit the rules on the books in our favor, they're going to take it away from us. I think the bigger issue is this thing was mishandled by the league from the get-go. Back in 2006, when they changed the rule that previously prevented pushing of a player anywhere on the field, that planted the seeds for this. It was almost like a 17-year cicada. It took 16 years for the Eagles to eventually weaponize this thing and build it into their playbook and use it on a regular basis. And that's when the league should have done it. In 2022, after that season, the league should have said, hey, whoa. We never intended, when we took away a rule that primarily addressed downfield near the sticks or near the goal line, effort by an offensive lineman to come shove the runner to where he was trying to go, we never intended that to be turned into something that's going to activate at the line of scrimmage. We need to get rid of this now. The fact that they waited and the Eagles got so dominant at it, that's what created this perception that the Eagles have found this thing that they've repeatedly used And now there's enough people who are resentful of it and scared of it, frankly, that they were able to cobble together a bunch of cockamamie reasons. It's the safety issue. Where's the data? We don't have any. It could be a safety issue. But what do you mean by that? Well, it doesn't look like football. How about that? It just felt like a disingenuous exercise to come up with what they should have done when this all started and said, we never meant that rule change from 2006 to be used like this.
Terrific NFL guest and insider Mike Florio is with us here on Grant and Danny. Pro Football Talk is where you can find his work. Of course, NBC television as well. Mike, how about the reseeding opportunity that is no more? Am I misunderstanding? Did that not even get voted on? Did the Lions just pull that off the table? What happened there?
The Lions proposed it in March, and it got pulled or tabled to May. And I think they believed they were going to get 24 votes, and then when they realized that wasn't going to happen, it got withdrawn. This was another one the commissioner wanted. Rod Wood, the Lions president, admitted after the March meetings that the league approached them to do this. And this comes from a very simple belief, and I don't think that it logically fits, and I don't think in practice it would ever bear it out. The idea that if you have straight seeding without regard to division championship, your late season games, week 17, week 18, when teams have settled into a seed, hey, I know I've won my division, I'm not going to be any worse than the third seed or the fourth seed. You rest players and you create less compelling games. The argument is, if everything's up for grabs 1 through 7, you're going to have more compelling games because everyone's going to be sprinting all the way through to the wire and no one's going to rest starters. You know, the week 18 games this year, other than the games played on Saturday, which weren't as compelling, the Sunday night game, extremely compelling. The Sunday afternoon games, week 18 this year, stunk. There was nothing, or at a minimum, very minimal potential playoff consequences. And I think if they're ever going to do this, the bigger problem that it speaks to is if you're going to determine the playoff seeding in a conference, 1 through 7, based only on record, you better take a step back and look at your scheduling formula. And you better come up with more ways to have more games in the conference between the teams in the conference that are ultimately going to have this apples-to-apples comparison. And you know, I think that conversation needs to be had anyway. Too much of the scheduling is premised on variety and rotation. 8 of your 17 games are based on a rotation that takes you through the 4 divisions of the AFC. If you're in the NFC East, you play all 4 teams of the AFC East 1 year, NFC or AFC North the next year, AFC South the next year, AFC West the next year, and then there's a rotation in the NFC, the other 3 divisions. You play all 4 teams from one of those divisions every year. That's 8 of your games. It's based on this rotation aimed at ensuring that there's as much variety over time as possible. If you're a season ticket holder, over 8 years, you'll see every team in the league at one time or another. I think if we're going to tear down the walls of the divisions, they need to be more sensitive to the fact that there needs to be more head-to-head play among the teams that ultimately are going to be stacked up 1 through 7.
So, Mike, you referenced both the NFC Championship game moment with the 9,000 offsides, and I would point to another moment. We're talking about playoff reseeding, in fact, involving Washington, when they were terrible, 7-9, and they hosted a playoff game. They're usually moments that are almost catalysts for these kinds of rule changes. I guess my question is pretty broad, but what does it take for enough embarrassment or enough like, oh my God, that can't happen again? I think of that the pass interference that should have been called Rams New Orleans Saints. They said, yeah, we'll review pass interference penalties for a little while, just because they were so upset about that individual moment. Of course, they ended up repealing that. But why didn't we reach those thresholds there? And kind of what does it take in general? Walk us through that.
Well, I think it all starts with someone getting the idea, whether it's based upon media coverage, perception of embarrassment, or someone just doesn't like it. I think it just has to reach a critical mass that causes someone to say, we need to do this. And the fact that the effort to get a proposal from a team instead of going through the normal process that's in place to have the competition committee look at it and talk to people about it, formulate a proposal, take it to ownership. We always hear how powerful and influential the competition committee is. Why are they running behind that and instigating teams to make these proposals for things the league office wants? And, you know, I'm a firm believer in Occam's razor because my brain is typically equipped only to understand things in the most simplest terms. I think it's reasonable to conclude that as the playoff seeding, The commissioner didn't like that there were so many games in Week 18 where teams rested their starters. Hell, the Rams gladly accepted falling from 3 to 4 on the playoff tree, even though it meant they were going to face either the Lions or the Vikings. They were confident that they could beat them, so they rested their starters in Week 18. All it takes is one thing for the commissioner to say, you know, we need something better than that. And with the tush-push, here's why I think this. Not long after the NFC Championship, Mike Carrera, who was the VP of officiating for years and now is the Fox Sports rules analyst, he said, because of that moment from Washington, Philadelphia, they're going to take another run at getting rid of the tush-push. And I'm like, but why would you take a look at getting rid of a rule simply because you don't like the way that one team tried to stop a play that no one can stop? But I think it's as simple as this. The commissioner wanted playoff reseeding. The commissioner wanted the tush push out, and he went 0-2 on those.
Mike, what do you remember going back to 2022 here? We talked about this earlier in the show. I know you wrote a lot about this then, even wrote something about it in the last 24 hours. Jim Irsay was the only owner that came out publicly and said that they should vote to remove Dan Snyder. We played some of the audio today, but he was a hero here in D.C. when he did that. And I know there's plenty of stories in all directions on Irsay's life, but that's probably how in D.C. he's going to be remembered. Why do you think he broke ranks? Was he just a wild card? And how much did that actually matter?
There was a lot that was gurgling among ownership ranks about Daniel Snyder, the Beth Wilkinson investigation that stopped short of a recommendation that he be compelled to sell because the league said, and I think your station did some reporting in this regard, that somebody found the written report that the NFL never wanted because the NFL didn't want it in writing that Snyder should be compelled to sell. That happened in 2021. By 2022, this was still kind of out there. I think the spark for Irsay was the ESPN report from right around the same time that Snyder supposedly had dirt on multiple owners, dirt on the commissioner, and he was going to use that if anybody dared to come after him. And it's as simple as Irsay saying, well, hell, I don't care. Everybody knows my dirt. You're going to threaten me with something like that? And I think there may have been a level of indignation over this idea that Snyder would dare to threaten his business partners. That may have been the thing that caused Jim Irsay to go off. And he went off multiple times, and he was not backing down, and he didn't care. He said what needed to be said. He said what people in the room were thinking, but no one had the guts to stand up and say it. And I think it was great that he did. And within a year after he said what he said, Snyder was gone.
Small matter just to regular football stuff. Will George Pickens work out in Dallas?
There are reasons to think he will, and there are reasons to think he won't. The reason to think he won't is every time the Steelers have decided they had enough of a receiver, that guy never really does much anywhere else. If anything, it falls apart for him. Look at what happened with Antonio Brown. Look at what happened with the kid from Notre Dame, number 11, Chase Claypool. Took me a little while to remember his name. They got a high second-round pick. It became essentially the last pick in round one that year because the Dolphins had lost their first rounder for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. 32nd overall pick for Chase Claypool, and he never did anything with the Bears. So there's reason to think it won't work. Here's the reason to think it will work. George Pickens has never had a good quarterback. George Pickens has never played in an offense that sought to maximize his talents and get the most out of what he can do. And I think of Randy Moss. When he went from the Raiders to the Patriots, we had all thought Randy Moss was done. Randy Moss was playing with quarterbacks. And there's one guy he played with in 2006 that I'd even forgotten he existed. That's how bad their quarterbacks were. He goes to Tom Brady the next year and Josh McDaniels and that offense in New England. He has one of the great single receiving seasons of all time. And that's the other thing Pickens has never had in Pittsburgh. Someone to take attention away from him. Someone to take heat off of him. They're going to have their hands full defending CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens this year. So there's a chance this works out very well, and the Steelers look foolish for giving him up for only a third-round pick in 2026.
All right, Mike, we'll let you out on this one. Last one. Joe Burrow complained about the Bengals not having international games the other day. Said he's done a lot to grow the game. I don't know exactly what he's referencing, but I'm guessing he's gone on trips or something, and he's upset that he hasn't had an international game. Is that how most guys feel? I get the sense that they view it as a pain in the butt and don't want to do it. Do a lot of players like the games?
I think he's in the minority when it comes to international play. It is wild to think that of the two Ohio teams, they picked the Browns instead of the Bengals this year. But it's rare to hear that. And you know what? The NFL is going to seize on that because they are determined to continue this. The Vikings getting two back-to-back road games in both Ireland and London this year, and they play them consecutively. That's the start of what's going to be a new trend. I think as soon as next year, you'll have two or three teams that do that. Before too long, there'll be four teams that do that. And some think that this is all the test case to see how the logistics will work for the teams that will be traveling to Europe to play one or more teams that are located there permanently at some point in the future.
Mike, pleasure as always, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, always very good with us. I didn't even put him on hold that time. Before he was 88 out in the gate.
You're not going to have a chance with Mike Florio.
One of the quickest in the game on the hang-up.
He and Mike Lombardi are the two top couple seats.
I think he's moved ahead. Lombardi was the one seat. Now Lombardi's the GM of the University of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So he's taking orders from Bill Belichick's girlfriend. But I think Florio's probably jumped past him on the quickest hang-up in the biz.
So do you think it's landline, finger hovered over the button? To hang up, to end the call?
Well, that's a cell phone, so there's definitely no landline. I mean, you could tell that was cell phone. I think it's just, all right, you got it, guys, end.
That's quick.
I think he said his thank you. I thanked him. He thanked us. Whatever's after that's not his problem.
I 100% agree. We're talking about a quick exit.
I'm just saying, like, that's his
like
mindset.
You go from ear to you got to look at the screen, move your thumb, and hit end. He's quicker than everyone else. That's kind of the point.
He's probably got one of those buttons on the side of the phone you can hit that ends the call.
Yeah, there you go.
That's probably he's a side of the phone button.
Side of the phone guy.
Might have to be. At 5:40, you want to quiz me about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands?
That's what I want. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. You'll go through and name all their best hits.
6:00, we'll get you ready for Nats baseball. They're playing the Braves. We're looking for 5 in a row, and we got a big debut at Nats Park tonight on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
G&D on the Fan. Big thanks to Mike Florio for stopping by. Pro Football Talks, where you can find him. If you missed any part of the show so far today, go to thefandc.com when we are done. That's at 6:15, Nats pregame, and then first pitch of Nats baseball at 6:45. We started the show today talking about how great last night's NBA action was in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game one, the Pacers in overtime. Impressing and beating the Knicks 138-135. Well, after the game last night, Charles Barkley made an appeal to the NBA to try to get Tyrese Halliburton's dad back in the building.
Oh, no.
Moving
Chuck.
Forward. Yeah, Chuck wants Mr. Halliburton back at games. This is what he had to say on Turner last night.
Great mama talking. It's time to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building.
Yes, it is.
Adam, I'm asking you, hey, my man paid his dues. He did something really, really stupid, but he's been punished. And I'm asking you and the Indiana Pacers to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3 and 4. I mean, he paid his dues. It shouldn't be indefinite. He's been punished enough. He would never do anything that stupid again. So, Adam, you know how much I love you. And my man Kevin Pritchett, y'all let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3.
So you're saying the game's in Indianapolis?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because let me tell you something. He won't come up to New York like that.
No, you don't want him. You don't want him in this building.
But
back home.
Come
and
tell you something. He come up to New York doing that crazy stuff. He won't make it back to Indy.
Well, he come in New York. He still may not make it back, even if he acting right.
Meantime,
great mama talking.
So that was Charles Barkley last night appealing to the NBA to get Tyrese Halliburton's dad to be allowed back to games. For those of you that forgot, Halliburton's father ran out onto the floor to troll Giannis Antetokounmpo after the Bucks were eliminated by the Pacers on a game-winning shot by his son. So he basically was out at mid-court. One of those things where maybe you just kind of go, what am I doing? Why am I out here? But he didn't stop himself. He got into the face of a player, and they kind of got nose-to-nose talking trash. It was a really, really bad look for him. I will say, from the moment, pretty much after that back and forth with Giannis ended, he has done and said everything correctly. He apologized, said he really, really regretted it, said it shouldn't have happened. He took away one of the biggest moments of his son's career, oh, by the way, because he became the story. And then, to his credit, he's disappeared for the most part.
Yep, done exactly the right things. And that's good.
I haven't seen him. So Charles is saying, all right, he got sent to his room and grounded for the remainder of the night. But it's been 30 minutes. Well, you know, he's quiet. He's acting right. Let's bring him back down and let him watch the rest of the movie. And I got to tell you, I normally agree with everything Charles Barkley says. Well, that's probably too strong. I agree with a lot of
the right things. Yeah.
I agree with a lot of Charles's takes. Not this one. He said he paid his dues. He's paid some dues. He said he did something really, really stupid. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I am willing. I said after it happened that I would never let him back in the arena. That was hyperbolic. I'm going to have a hearing at the start of next season before the games begin. And at that hearing, we'll put him on a little probation, on a little keep it straight and narrow. And if you don't mess up, no issues with us anymore. But I'll let him back for game one next year. I'm not letting him back this postseason.
Yeah, I sent you to bed without your dinner, and 15 minutes later, I'm sneaking you a fig bar. No.
Charles wants him out for good behavior.
And I love me some Charles Barkley. You know how I feel about old Chuck. but not on this one.
I think he's just feeling good in the moment. Halliburton's balling out.
Because Tyrese Halliburton had a great game, Ernie.
I would love for his dad to be able to be there to watch him. I would.
His dad, you lost your privilege.
His dad lost you that lost opportunity when he ran onto the court. And thank God it was Giannis. If it was Draymond who's sitting there trying to
Who's agreeing, by the way.
Yeah, trying to get him brought back. Draymond would have swung on him or tackled him or done something stupid because that's, you know, in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, when a strange person comes onto the court and confronts you, things could happen. I don't know if Giannis knew that was his dad or not. I mean, I don't know, man.
I think he did.
I mean, good for him for knowing. Yeah. I don't know that I would have known at that point. I mean, good. I can't believe people are so quick to forgive stuff. But I guess that's what we do.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's the 24-hour news cycle.
It seems forever ago that it happened. Long enough.
It's been a couple weeks. It's been a series. He didn't come to some of the who did they play last round? Why can't I think of that series?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
He didn't get to come to the Cleveland games.
No, he did not.
But now in the Eastern Conference final, this is like the big one to miss. The game three. This is where the punishment really starts to hurt. This is where the punishment becomes a punishment. And by the way, I gotta tell you, if he really wanted to go to the game, I'm quite sure he could go to the game and no one would know anything about it. You put on a hat and glasses. You go sit in a suite. Maybe it shows up at, maybe someone gets a picture of you or something.
You do the Bobby Valentine little glasses.
Whatever. I really do genuinely believe you can't sit in the crowd, but like other parents do of superstar players, you could 100% be in a secluded area where you go into a player's lounge or something and you're sitting with family members watching on TV downstairs, so you're around your son. They could absolutely do something like that, and no one would be the wiser. Like, I'll give you an example. If you're if you're married to one of the Wizards or a kid, their kid or whatever, you park underneath the building, you go up an elevator to the lounge. No fan's ever going to see you. It's all restricted areas. So, are you sitting watching the game live out and about? No, but if you then went upstairs and made the quickest path to the owner's suite or something like that and sat in the back, you're probably not going to be on camera. They could figure that out if it was that important to them. But I can't go back against my punishment now because I need to make sure nobody does this again, especially the whole dialogue from players, whether it be Draymond or LeBron or any of these guys, is like the disrespect from fans toward players and the things they're shouting and yelling and cursing.
That's such a good point.
Pouring things on us. I mean, how many players have we heard talk about the fans wilding out and this is out of control and the NBA's got to do something about this? Well, they're doing something about it. Right now, this guy ran on the floor and got in someone's face, and they're making a
big example,
sending a message. They're making a statement out of him. And Draymond's sitting there at the screen a couple months after he probably last wanted some fan kicked out or whatever, going, "We got to let him back in the building. He understands he screwed up. Pick a lane, man."
Yeah, that is such a good point. I mean, it's when it's somebody's dad, it's family. Okay. It's totally fine. When it's the stranger who paid for his ticket, probably. Then that's over the line. I hadn't even thought of that point of comparison. But I think that's actually a great point by you. Yeah, I mean, to me, this is the easiest case. I mean, this is the Calvin Ridley asking to not be suspended for gambling 45 minutes after being suspended for gambling. Like, you were the first one. You're the most outspoken but you're the most prominent case that we could possibly have. It's not the time for leniency in this regard. This is one of those, we can't do it, 72 hours after it last happened. I mean, it's a little bit longer than that, but not by much.
Juan just tweeted me and said, if the Pacers make the finals, his dad should be able to attend. His dad can attend game one of next basketball season. That is when I am willing to allow him to attend another game as the commissioner. And by the way, we're having a hearing first because we're chatting about it.
Mm-hmm. Old Commissioner Fannie Mouillet says, you're not going to be courtside. Those feet are off that wood. You're going to go up and into a suite.
Wait for the NBA finals?
No. Anytime ever again.
No. Well, totally.
Yeah, he's not going to the finals.
Oh, that's absolutely part of it. Is you're not sitting down by the floor. You got to sit in family sections, and you're not allowed to. You've lost your privilege to be by the court because you can't control yourself.
Yeah, the same way. If you like, here's the guy that ran onto the baseball field and jogged around and dodged a couple security guards, then eventually got tackled. Going, can I sit the front row again when I go to Major League Baseball games? Nope.
Right.
No, you can't.
So, but I'm on record. I'm going. He's not allowed to return this postseason.
Oh, same. Yeah.
And I will have a hearing with him. Now, he doesn't need to know this, but just so everyone knows, at that hearing, I'm going to tell him a little bit of a probation where you can't sit courtside, but you can be back game one next year. You're sure as hell not coming back in the playoffs under my watch. just not happening. And if there's a lot of questions about it, I'll say, talk to all the players who wanted us to crack down on fans wilding out.
Yeah, fan entitlement. What's more entitled than going onto the playing surface and trash talking your MVP?
What's worse, pouring popcorn on Russell Westbrook while he walks into the tunnel, or getting in Giannis's face at one of the low points of his life, hoping he doesn't swing on you or do something?
Be fortunate he doesn't do anything.
Thank
to you.
God it was him, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good dude. We've seen it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness he's a grown up and an adult. G&D on the fan. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame list has been announced. I have no idea who's getting in.
Yeah.
Danny wants to quiz me on some of those bands, so we'll do that. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll hit the headlines and get you ready for the Nats and the Braves on Grant and Danny.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At 6 o'clock, we'll hit the headlines, and then we'll give you the leadoff and get you ready for Nats baseball. They're playing the Braves. They're looking for a fifth straight win. They are at home at Nats Park. Weather is not as pretty as you'd like right now, but it is supposed to hold off. They're going to get the game in tonight, it sounds like, after the postponement yesterday. Danny, you've been wanting to quiz me on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class.
Well, you are a music savant. We do this thing where you kind of sandbag and pretend for the radio. It's your commitment to the bit's outstanding, where you pretend not to know certain music. So I wanted to give you a chance to flex your muscles a little bit. This is because the other day when we did Does Grant Know the Band, you had what I thought was a justifiable complaint going back and listening to it. And for those that weren't listening, Grant's point was these were too obscure. These songs were not like the top songs or like the top artists. So I was like, you know what? There's something to that, right? Like not knowing AC/DC or REM or songs from different eras. So I got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class, which by their nature, you would say pretty influential, pretty important, right?
I don't know. How big is their Hall of Fame? Is it like the NBA or the Major League Baseball where 9 guys get in every year? NFL, there's like 14 Hall of Famers per year.
There's a handful that got in this year.
You know, I have a lot of music Hall artists. Of fame. You know, I like a small Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so I thought what we could do is I sent a sample of songs to Toby, and we would play one of the big hits, and you could just tell us about like the origin of the song and the artist and things like that, and then some of those big hits. So Toby, go ahead and play the first one in sequence. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer now. Old school, obviously. You know it.
Let's do the twist.
So you know that song, obviously. Yeah.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
And who's the artist?
Little Richard?
Yeah. There you go.
That's right? It's definitely not.
But it's good. That's early Little Richard before his voice would get higher in some of the different things.
Chuck Berry.
That's another great guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Chubby Checker. But like you knew that. Again, Chubby you're sandbagging. Checker.
I would have gotten that if you gave me a multiple choice.
Some of the other hits from Chubby Checker. Just think of some of the other ones that were super influential rocker from the 50s, 60s. Any of the other hits that are favorites of yours?
Do I know?
Yeah.
I do not know any of his other songs. Hmm. If you named like 3 songs, I could probably pick his song out.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe.
What if I gave you, Pony Time, Limbo Rock, or the Hookah Tooka?
The Limbo Rock.
Trick question. They're all Chubby Checker, which you knew.
Oh, I did know.
They're
that.
All Chubby Checker.
Silly Chubby Checker.
Very good. All right, Tobes, let's move to the next one. This is a more recent band here from my era a little bit, I would say. I guarantee your older brothers were blaring
Third
this.
Third Eye Blind.
Mm. You know that just from that first guitar riff?
That or 7 Mary 3.
You knew it that fast.
I don't know this.
No, you did. You already said it. The first thing you said.
It's not Third Eye Blind, I'm guessing.
Why?
Because you're acting like I'm Ryan Clary doing Ryan Explains.
No, but you said it right away with the first guitar riff.
It sounded like Third Eye Blind to me.
It is.
I don't believe you. Is it actually?
You recognize the song. It's Black Hole Sun.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. It sounded like Third Eye Blind.
It's Soundgarden, I tried to lead you down the road. Soundgarden, not the depth of catalog of some of the other Hall of Famers.
Right.
Dubious Hall of Fame selection to me. But, you know, doesn't mean the song wasn't a smash.
Savage Garden be voted into the Hall of Fame.
Let's calm down a little bit. Give me Spoon Man over this, personally, but this was their biggest hit.
Truly
obviously.
Madly Deeply by Savage Garden.
Let's go to the next one. This one's famous. Theme song to a hit television show of the 80s. You'll recognize it in a second. It takes a little bit of a build here.
Theme song to what?
Huge smash television show back in the day.
This slow song? Oh, hey, this is the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Kevin, Winnie, and the crew.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Uh-huh.
What would you do
if I
sang?
So you know it.
Peter Frampton. No, not Peter Frampton.
No.
I know this guy.
Do you?
I talk to my dad about him all the time. I actually love this song.
Yeah, it's a great tune, right?
He sings and does weird twitches.
He gyrates in a way, yeah. Yes. I would say.
He was at Woodstock.
Uh-huh.
What would you do? I love this guy. Oh. I've watched his Woodstock performance so many times.
Uh-huh.
Damn it. George. Give me multiple choice. I'll kill it.
Let me think of a couple good ones here. Is it Joe Cocker?
Yes, Joe Cocker.
It is.
Joe Cocker. That's who it is. Joe Cocker. I love Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker guy. I only know this song, but this was my guy. Yeah. Woodstock. 1969.
Any other Joe Cocker favorites come to mind for you?
Nothing else, but nothing? I love this one.
Not one?
No, definitely not.
What if I told you that I was feeling all right? Nothing there?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right. Tobes, let's go to the next one.
You sleep on Joe Cocker, though. I want everyone to know.
Yeah, it took you a little while to get him, though.
That's my guy.
This one, by the way, I think he gets this one. I think you get this one.
This is Outkast.
Yes, it is. Look at this.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Andre 3000.
Moving right along.
So we finally picked a good song.
Moving right along.
And I should have had two in a row because I knew Joe Cocker, too. I just couldn't pull his name.
Outkast, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Appropriate, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Enough breadth of catalog, enough smashes, B-sides, all good. Last one here, Tubbs. Let's get to the last one.
I mean, this sounds terrible.
Mm.
Should take him out of the Hall of Fame for this song. No clue. Something on the Run?
Yeah, you're on the Run.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Oh, no, that's not Kenny Loggins. You got to build here.
Oh, House of the Rising Sun?
Nope.
I heard Rising Sun.
Who sings House of the Rising Sun, by the way?
I have no idea. Yeah, this song stinks, the Animals, by the way.
I'm sure.
I'm sure this band should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, they should be.
Well, I shouldn't say that. This song stinks. Maybe they have other good songs.
Drew Storen had this song as his intro.
No way.
His walkout song, a cover by Five Finger Death Punch.
Was this Bad Company?
It is. From the album.
Bad Company.
From the band.
Bad Company.
The song is.
Bad Company.
That's how we do it.
Let's go.
Bad Company.
Do I get credit for that one?
You do, actually. Because you heard him say Bad Company.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
So that's. Do I get credit for Joe Cocker?
No.
I told you who he was. That was his synonymous thing. He twitched all the time.
Yeah, but I gave you. You didn't let me get to the second multiple choice.
That's because I knew exactly who he was.
But you didn't just say the name Joe Cocker.
I know, but I'm saying I should get some credit for that.
You get partial. I'll give you partial. You got some. You knew Outkast right away.
For all the wins I got, because I got a bunch of them today, the one that I'm going to lose sleep over is Joe Cocker. I'll never forget getting
it. Is DP going to be disappointed a little bit?
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've told DP about Joe Cocker and just that song and how much I love it. And we've listened to it. I should have had it.
You should have had it.
Damn.
You did well.
A little disappointed. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Nats play at 6:45, so we're taking you up to 6:15. We'll hit all the headlines of the day next.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.